Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, and welcome to Spectrum. We're going to welcome a new business to the neighborhood. Actually, we're going to welcome an old business back to the neighborhood. Show of hands, how many of you remember the Pearl River Mart? Great place to shop since 1971, and it closed about 2 years ago with the original owners deciding not to continue, but members of the family decided to pick up the mantle and move on. So the daughter-in-law of the original owners, Joanne Kwong, is here with us as the Pearl River Mart has reopened on Broadway at Walker Street. What was the inspiration?
I think the inspiration for me, I'm the daughter-in-law of the original founders and owners, and I think their life's work has been my inspiration. And also my husband, Gene. They started this store as a friendship store. They were academics and activists, really not business people. I think today, more than ever, we need friendship and we need cultural understanding in the city and also in the world, too.
So when the store first started, there really weren't many places for the Chinese community to go shopping. Today, there's a few more. Are you ready for the competition?
I really think there's no competition for Pearl River. People from New York love the store, and I think they feel something very deep and meaningful about it. It's a place where they furnish their first apartments, or they've gotten items for their weddings, and there really is a sentimental value there, and I think they'll come back, and I just don't think that an in-store experience like Pearl River competes actually with an online experience. We will have that too, but there's nothing like coming into the store, and also moving forward, we want Pearl River to continue to be a place where the community gathers, just like it did in 1971. So we're planning events, and we're planning talks and lectures and performances. Right now, in our pop-up store, we have an art gallery, and our first artist in residence is Chris Mendoza. He is not Asian American. He's actually Nicaraguan-born and raised in New York, but he stands for the things that Pearl River stands for, and that's really cultural exchange and being open, really, to different people and different experiences.
Well, as you mentioned, this is a pop-up store, and this store is at Walker and at Broadway. What are the eventual build-out plans for Pearl River?
Yes, well, it might be a little bit surprising, but this pop-up really popped up only in the last 7 weeks. So it really is truly a pop-up. So right after today, we're going to turn our attention to the permanent store. But this will be the space. It will look vastly different from what it looks like now. We really wanted to keep this space kind of downtown and edgy and a little bit raw. And we expect that the new store will look pretty different.
Have you enjoyed getting back in touch with some of the vendors and some of the people who supplied the original store with many of the products that you have at Pearl River?
Absolutely. Pearl River has always been a family business. That's what inspired me to really become involved. Our vendors have been with us for decades. Our employees have been with us for decades. And the greatest joy really has been being able to welcome these employees back into the business. So that's what we've been really thankful for and excited about.
What hours are you going to keep at this store here? How many hours a day are you going to be around?
So the hours are kind of a tradition. It's 10 o'clock to 7:20. No earlier, no later, because that's when the Chens like to get home by 7:30, so they close the doors at 7:20.
Great. Thank you so much, and best of luck, and we look forward to following the success of the new Pearl River Mart.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Some special dignitaries showed up for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, including City Councilperson Margaret Chin.
Thank you. Good morning. I am so excited to be here. So excited when I read the Pearl River is going to reopen right in my district again. And I wanted to congratulate and thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Chan. I mean, I remember being at your 40th anniversary and we were celebrating. And I was so sad when I heard that you might not continue. But it is so important for Chinatown and for our city that we can encourage the second generation, the younger generation, to carry on, to promote the culture and the culture exchange. And it's so wonderful, and I wish you the very best of success. And just to pledge to you that the City Council, we're here to help, okay? So don't hesitate, because we want you to be successful, and we want to make sure that all our constituents and visitors come and have a wonderful wonderful experience. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Following Councilwoman Shin's address, the mayor's office presented the folks at Pearl River Mart with a citation welcoming them to business, and another special visitor was there, the Deputy Consulate General of the People's Republic of China, Deputy Consul General Chu Qian.
Good morning, everyone. And, my colleague and I are both honored and very excited to attend today's ceremony for the reopening of Pearl River. And, for the Chinese community here, the community, local community, Pearl River is a legendary name. Not only for a department store, also it means China, new China, and the Chinese culture. Since its founding of 45 years ago, I take the job voluntarily to introduce new China to U.S., to U.S. people. That's long before China and the U.S. get set up, established the diplomatic relationship. So today, We would like to express our warmest congratulations to you and us, also to the new generation. In Chinese, it's 老树开心花. Thank you, and thank you for all you've done for all those years. Thank you.
And so the ribbon was cut, the doors were open, and Chapter 2 of the Pearl River Mart begins on Broadway at Walker Street. It's just about a block south of Canal Street. A lot of things to shop for, especially with the holiday season upon us and, of course, Chinese New Year just around the corner. This is Steve Warren for Spectrum at the new Pearl River Mart at Walker Street and Broadway in New York.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.